The Ballad of All the Things I Might Have Written. In a meadow of wild mint and bladderwrack, home to precisely 3 stones, each shawled in moss like young librarians just taken to knitting, stands a tower, just the way towers have learned to stand through great effort and postgraduate scrutiny of hoary, subtle texts. It was to this place I came riding, 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 for we must all of us carry Noyes in our saddlebags now. It is a law. We may be pulled over with bone-tongued bells and harried at the border if we are found wanting. It was to this place I came riding, on a sad-eyed doe with hooves of tin, for who can afford the care and keeping of a bull-headed gelding with breeding in his flared nostrils in this late and degenerate age? How much easier to seduce the brown-flanked girl who kicked down the green wire fence around my garden, to chew up my summer squash, root up my onions, grin up at me with a mouthful of oregano. It was to this place I came riding, 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 in compliance, aye. In my armor of Ohio steel, lake rusted at the greave, the helm a mess of mangled steering column. Where should a girl like me find fluted shoulder plates and an ostrich plume? The tower stood soldierly, stubborn April ice hanging like curtains in the windows, white mushrooms bolting through stone. And in the topmost room, under the cedar-planked roof, well, she was never meant to surprise. Boethius knew her name, rank, serial number, before she could open her mouth. She sits there with her cross-stitch half-finished, because if a tower does not contain a maiden, it will be shortly, starkly reprimanded, even expelled. The market is competitive. Each one guards its girl like a graduate assistant. This one had a crown of fern spores and wore the moon as a bracelet. She saved up every penny since the night she was born to buy it down from the miserly dark. Naked she looked cat-shrewd at me through weedy strands of mint-stitched hair and said in a voice like the wind through a lunar crater, "Why do you write such long poems?" I knelt. It is for knights to kneel. And removed my helmet so that she could see my honest scalp. "Lady, I have nothing short to say." She took my face in her Stella Maris hands, and her eyes had stars in their deeps. "But paper is so dear, and no one wants to read 6 pages of elegiac examinations of folklore. Have you considered haiku, something humorous? Something with an amusing rhyme." I bent my face to her spotless floor, which smelled of volcanic dust and old ice. "Could you have bought your bracelet moon with 5 pennies and another 7 and 5 again? The maiden frowned, picking a pigeon feather from her cobalt stockings. The lines around her mouth were like a manuscript too often scraped bare. "When I was young," she said, and how thick her voice was, thick as a ream and twice as heavy. "And the moon was young, too. She would not have cost so much as when she was grown and I was grown." Finches in the damp wind, I closed my chafed hand on hers and whispered, "I know."